This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tyrants is they don't just want to take over. They want to run your life and they want to pull down good things and build up bad things. They're demons. And for anybody that studied history, you know that's true. The problem is Larry Nichols, former top Clinton insider. What do you do? I don't know if you've seen these Mark Dice videos that we posted at Infowars.com, that DrudgeReport.com picks up. Well, let me go out and do similar ones. Where 8 out of 10 people don't even know what Independence Day is, or you go and talk to liberals and you go, we want to put gun owners in forced labor camps and we want to kill them. And they'll sign the petition to kill. I mean, these aren't liberals. You're right. They put them in a group. MSNBC tells them they're empowered. And so now it's like they're an officer or something in the military and they have esprit de corps. And all they know is they hate anything called libertarian or conservative or free. And could you say, we want to put them in a forced labor camp for Obama. We want to put them in a camp and kill them for Obama. And they all sign, basically, not 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. What do you call people like that? I mean, don't they know they're not going to get free goodies forever and they're just cannon fodder?
No, that's the problem, Alex. So many people are getting hooked on the pit of getting something from the government. Until now, we're at that crossover point. And guys, when they make all the illegal Mexicans be able to vote, that'll be the last election we have. But there is a way to stop it, Al. Stop it, Alex. You can do it. I can't, but you can't. But it's going to take taking your audience. I got to do it. We got to take your audience to the next level. And I've got to show you the things that they're going to do, and I'll do it before they do it so that you'll be able to tell your friends and neighbors, hey, this nutbag said this, and then watch it happen. They're going to lie. Everything they say is a lie. Everything you see on TV is a lie. It's crafted. It's well orchestrated. But this system's so big now, Alex, that they control it all unless it's you. And a few programs like yours. So I just want to say this before you and I hang up. I got to tell you something in confidence. Not going to get you killed, but I do have to tell you. And then all I can say is this lady, a kind lady with ListenUpAudiobooks.com. She's trying to get my book, The Genie, and make it. If you want to get in touch with them, you can go to that site and they're going to give you something off. But you know, Alex,
absolutely. You need to find yourself. So it's great you're trying to do that. Specifically, what are some of the other
today?
What are some of the other big bombshells you're going to be dropping soon?
Next week, you're going to have the actual Secret Service memo. You're going to have it about Vince Foster. And it's where the Park Police notified the White House Secret Service. This is the official document. And in it, they tell Scott Carpenter, Secret Service official in charge of the White House that night, that they found the body of Vince Foster in his car in the Fort Marcy parking lot. 38 caliber revolver was in the car with him, along with a six-pack of Bartle and James. One had already been opened, and a briefcase in the back. They had nothing in it. And that briefcase, by the way, is the same one 3 days later. They ransacked Foster's office, found it again, dumped it upside down, nothing. 2 days later, they found it again, except this time there was the suicide note. Now, this is the highest-ranking official since Kennedy to die in office.
Why did they kill him? Because he broke up with Hillary?
Alex, I can't say, and I've said it a million times, and I'm saying it loud and clear here. I don't know if they killed him or somebody killed him or if he killed himself. But here's what I can prove beyond any shadow of any doubt. And, folks, I'm the guy that worked with the Star investigation. They moved that body. Now, they moved it to get it out of the jurisdiction of the D.C. police over into the park so it would be under the park police, which, as you know, has always been a fixer for the government. But now, guys, Alex is going to have that document.
That's why they keep finding dead pages in the parks. Because they haul them there after they've killed them in their offices. We're going to talk again next week or the week after about Vince Foster specifically with Larry Nichols. Larry, thank you so much. Special report coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
One minute, basically, till we go to this powerful Joe Biggs interview with how they're taking the kids away from the parents when you go to the doctor and asking them, you know, what their sexual orientation is, trying to confuse them and jack with them. And that's in the news. I mean, they admit it's going on, but just to actually hear about it happening, even in Texas, is incredible. Larry Nichols just dropped a bombshell on me where he's going to vet and get more intel on it. But everybody knows the Clinton chef, executive chef, was found dead a few weeks ago. Former White House chef, and let's just say Nichols has been contacted about it and is investigating it right now. It's very dangerous information. So, Larry, thank you so much. We'll work on this, work more on that story, and then we will get that information out. It's not fun to mess with this type of stuff, but it's what we're here to do. Somebody's got to not be a coward, and you certainly are it, buddy. So God bless you, and get well, because he is very ill. He doesn't want me to talk about it on air. But Larry needs your support as well. And so thank you so much, Mr. Nichols. We'll talk to you soon.
Alex, tell him PayPal Nichols Live at AOL.com, please.
Absolutely. I understand for that medical care that's urgent. Thank you so much, Larry Nichols. Here is the report from Joe Biggs, detailing exactly the type of culture that we're talking about and that we're dealing with. And this is just the beginning. They can get away with this. They can get away with anything. Here is the special report. It'll be posted at InfoWars.com.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, just moments ago, I had the opportunity to speak with a very concerned mother, Jessica Bianchi. Now, she took her two children, a boy and a girl, the girl's about 8 years old, to the doctor for a normal routine visit. And some of the questions that were asked of her children were quite concerning. Now, just so a lot of you don't think that I'm pulling your leg, I want to give you a couple references of things that have happened that have been in mainstream news about transgender roles with children, things like that, the way that our current society is kind of pushing that on these young children. Now, this is an article from Washington Times. Children's Hospital opens clinic for transgender children. This is out of Dallas AP. And then also we have out of CBN News, gender identity curriculum angers parents in Virginia. So this is something that is happening in and around our country as we speak right now. And also we have a Bloomberg article, California lets grade schoolers decide gender identity. What kind of kid is able to make a decision like that at such a young age? Their minds are still being molded at this point in time. From National Review, school told to call kids purple penguins because boys and girls is not inclusive to transgender. These are dark times that we are living in now. The fact that this is the kind of stuff that is being pushed on our children. Now we're going to go to my interview with Jessica Bianchi and let her tell her side of the story. All right, thanks. Now we're going to interview Jessica Bianchi. Now, she is a mother who just recently took her kids to the doctor. Now, Jessica, tell us what happened the other day.
Well, I was taking my two kids in. I have a son, Nathan, who is 6, and a daughter, Kayla, who's just about to be 8. And this was just kind of a routine annual checkup. Called ahead to make sure there was no shots, so it was pretty, wasn't going to be any surprises or anything like that. And we got there, and, you know, they started doing the routine things and asking some questions like, you know, are your kids getting fruits and vegetables every day? And then they started asking some more kind of alarming questions, one of which was, are your children being properly socialized? Which, of course, sent a huge red flag in my mind. We had a family just one county over from us who had 5 of their kids taken away for, quote, not being properly socialized. So that wording specifically was like, wait a minute, they've never asked me this before. And then they also asked things like, what kind of extracurricular activities are your kids in? But to the point where it was like, if you didn't tell them something, it was like it wasn't the right answer. Like, they're like, well, they're in something, right? What are they in? Oh, what, they're in at church? We'll let that count for you. Like they had to mark down that the child was involved in something extracurricular or it was negative. Then they asked me, do you have any guns in your house? So that was pretty alarming to me. You know, thinking, what business do you have even knowing that, you know?
Yeah, that's your right to protect your family if you do have a gun or not. That's none of their business.
Exactly. And too, all these questions were just kind of, they were presented in a way that was very much put me in a position where I felt like I was being interrogated. Which is not at all what you expect when you go to the doctor. And this is a doctor that my family's been going to for close to 5 years now. So I really didn't expect any surprises. You know, I've been sharing this story with friends just to kind of give them a heads up. And they've been like, oh, well, you need a new doctor and this and that. And I said, well, this was our doctor for this long. It's not like we tried a new, you know, just had a bad experience. And then, you know, they move on with the exam, and I think, okay, that's over. This is crazy. I'm going to have to look into this. And my doctor comes in. That was the nurse asking us those questions. The doctor comes in and, you know, does the kind of normal routine, checks the kids. And my daughter, who, remember, she's almost 8 now, he asks her, are you a boy or a girl?
Wow.
excuse me?
Yeah, I think I would be
exceptionally
angry.
What right do you have asking my child that? I was floored. I felt like in shock. It was weird because you think of people being in shock from like car accidents and things like that. But I just sat there like in shock, like, this cannot be happening. Like, you know, and then he goes, what about your brother? Is he a boy or a girl? What about your mommy? And she's wearing a dress to the doctor's appointment. He goes, what about you? Do you wear dresses? What about your brother? Does he ever wear dresses?
Wow.
And
that's out of control.
It's so out of control, and it's all over the news. It's not like he can even pretend like this is something that he had no idea about. You know, we've got these little kids that are four that parents are condoning their choice to be a different gender. It's like, would you do that if they said, I want to be a unicorn? But we confronted our doctor on this. My husband did. There's actually like a web portal that you can go to and put in messages and things like that to communicate with your doctor. And he had messaged him saying, you know, my daughter told me that you had asked this question if she was a boy or a girl. I do not think that is appropriate at all. What would ever give you the idea that that was an okay question? And the doctor's response to this really, really just got me upset, because his response was, I ask silly questions to build rapport with my patients.
Yeah, like he asked that at the beginning of the doctor's meeting instead of the end.
Well, he asked it, you know, if you're building rapport, you're going to, yeah, exactly, do that at the beginning of a doctor's office, right? You're going to build rapport up. That way they don't feel as funny when you're asking them to stick out their tongue and put things in their ears and whatnot. But he asked it at dead last, at the very, very end. And it was really bizarre because he asked it almost in a way where it was like he didn't want to ask it, but he had to get through it. And after the fact, he was really reassuring, like, your kids are good, your kids are good, your kids are good. You have healthy kids, don't worry about anything. So his response was just, oh, it was a silly question. I also did speak with the office manager at the doctor's office, and her response to me was, we ask all the kids that. And I confronted her on that, and I said, no, you don't. We've been there for 5 years, and we've never been asked that question before. And I said, is this something new that is a requirement in your offices? And she said, oh, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure all the doctors ask that question. So, I mean, as a parent, it's really upsetting to not only have an experience like that, but you can't even get to the bottom of why it's going on, because all you're getting is lies left and right.
So, yeah, this is probably a new part of the Obamacare. Some of these questions are rolling out. Some of the typical stuff that they ask veterans as well, do you have guns or not? And then they come in and, you know, kick them off their health care and this and that.
Right.
So, I mean, that's amazing the way that they're pushing this whole transgender lifestyle, especially at such a young age now. You know, they have these MTV shows, all these different things. And it's good to see that you're coming out, you're telling the story and kind of helping inform a lot of these other parents so they can look for these signs when they go to the doctor as well.
Yes, definitely. The biggest takeaway I've gotten from this, honestly, is just, you never know where this is going to come from. You never know where you're going to have someone breach your rights as a parent. And so now more than ever, we just have to really be on guard and on the lookout every possible place, even the places that for us used to be safe havens, which is really scary.
And you were also telling me, too, that there was another family who homeschooled their children and they had their kids taken as well, right?
Yeah. Some friends that are homeschoolers, they actually had a friend of theirs, pretty much they were dropping off some food at their house, and this friend from church, nonetheless, who was dropping off food at their house, saw that the house was messy, which of course would be messy. Mom's in the hospital. We know the moms do a lot of the cleaning. So mom was in the hospital, and the older kids were keeping, you know, an eye on the little ones, and dad was at work, and he was going to be home later that evening. And that woman just didn't like, you know, that wasn't her idea of what should be happening. And so instead of going to the parent, she went right to CPS, and CPS was able to get a judge to sign off on an immediate evacuation of all of those children.
It's amazing the world we live in where
so sad.
People just go and do these things. I mean, left and right, we're seeing homeschoolers being attacked. We're seeing these kids being asked these crazy questions. And this is just the world that we're living in now. But the best thing that we can do is inform one another and help each other fight this stuff with information. So I just want to say thank you, Jessica, for taking time out of your morning to come out here and talk to us and share your story.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen, in overdrive here on the weekday syndicated radio transmission, normally 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but we're going to go live until the bottom of the hour today, so 3.5 hours of transmission. Joe Biggs is doing a great job going through the Real Alex Jones Twitters and his Twitter. That way we get these contacts from parents to humanize what's happening. We showed you the articles where from Virginia to California, from Texas to Michigan, they're going into 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds and just doing whole classes on you could be a boy, you could be a girl, and your parents can't stop you. Incredible sexualization. Screwing with these kids hardcore. There's always been people that environmentally or naturally a very low percentage that end up thinking they're the other sex, and whatever, live and let live as an adult, do what you want. This is the sexualization of children. And the UN's pushing to legalize pedophilia. They're trying to lower the age down to like age 10 or 12 in areas of Europe. And saying, parents, you can't stop your 10-year-old son or daughter from having sex with some guy at the park. That's where all this goes. And there is a cold war going on against Christians and against homeschoolers and others by many of these CPS jurisdictions. That's why CPS has about a 55% national turnover, because good people go to college to be social workers. They get in and they find out it's horrible. So let's be clear. This is a top-down deal. Most social workers that help old people and stuff that I've run into are really loving, caring people. But there are child predators and others that get into the CPS, and then the good people get out because the predators have taken over, and they really are deviant, and they want to teach this. And the doctors, of course, are uncomfortable because I can actually pull up articles where the doctors are ordered to ask about the guns. That's been going on for 10 years. But under Obamacare, if you take Medicare or Medicaid, and of course, they shouldn't even be following this. Why are we following unconstitutional orders? It's indentured servitude to make you follow these federal policies. But why do we have Michelle Obama telling our kids what to eat in school? And if school districts remove the food, the feds fine them. I mean, we're not supposed to be top down with Big Sis and Big Brother telling us what to do. We're not supposed to have the NSA warrantlessly spying on us. But in many of these jurisdictions that are following these orders, they do indeed ask children about their gender and how they identify to put it in the database. Now they're giving 15-year-olds sex changes here in the U.S. with taxpayer money. They want to make it for 10-year-olds. They want to convince your 10-year-old to go have their genitals altered. Oregon allowing 15-year-olds to get state-subsidized sex change operations. So this is social engineering on a mass scale. It's not a revolution of people that have been downtrodden getting their new freedoms. It's only empowered revolutions that end the basic biological code of the species. The University of A&M at College Station has developed systems to sterilize through the process, different processes, during biological processes, to sterilize fire ants, to confuse them sexually with pheromones. The gay bomb was produced by the Pentagon. You can just type in Pentagon produced gay bomb that you can spray on men, and then it makes them attracted to other men. I mean, they are manipulating our biology. Upwards of half the amphibians are now bisexual, just from the chemicals that are running off. This is just a fact. And then as the change starts, as we're being killed, as we're being euthanized genetically, as we're being put to sleep genetically, sexually, they then say, oh, everyone suddenly doesn't know what sex they are. Be nice. Be friendly. And we're like, oh, okay, sure. You live your own life. I'm not obsessed with it. Oh, really? You're going to pay for people to have sex changes. Oh, well, government's too big. I mean, can I pay for somebody that wants to, you know, have their nose job too? Or a facelift? And the next it's, oh, we're going to teach your kids to be tolerant. All right. Yeah, we're going to tell your 6-year-old, you know, how to put a condom on a banana. It's about a power grab. plain and simple. So we're going to get this lady on. Great job, Joe Biggs. Send us, you know, your comments, your stories, any documentation, the information you have to Real Alex Jones on Twitter, also at Rambo Biggs on Twitter, and to the other great reporters like Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo and so many others, David Knight, Darren McBreen, others, so they can follow up on the story and get more and more of these breaking news stories out outside of the syndicated radio show and the nightly news, because stuff's moving too fast. And in closing, that's why it's not imperative, it's essential that you don't take this broadcast for granted, that I don't either. That's why you see me shoot reports at night or come in on Saturdays, and I do reports that go on Infowars.com. It's because I'm like, whoa, this is too important. I need to not just sit here like a frog in the pot and boiling. I need to respond. And so I need to hire a couple more reporters, a couple more videographers, editors. We need more equipment. We need to be able to send people around the country. We need to be able to make more films. And we can't do that without your support. So spreading the word wakes people up. They also become listeners and support our sponsors and buy our products that we fund the operation with. And it's all the best water filters, the lowest price that you need with what's in the water table, the glyphosates, the fluoride, the chemicals, the dead bacteria, the living bacteria. It's non-GMO, high-quality seeds at the lowest prices. I went out and made deals with the biggest producers to bring in the widest selection at the lowest price. These are great deals. Books, videos, T-shirts, free shipping in the month of July. All of this makes what we're doing possible, and I'm going up against some powerfully rich enemies who are a lot bigger than us. But you know what? We've got a sling. We've got a rock. We've got the truth. We've got the will. We've got what it takes. I mean, I know how to just... My daughter threw her goggles up in a tree a few weeks ago when we were going back down, just playing to the green belt, and she threw them way up the top of a tree. And I just had a bottle of water in my hand, and it was just way up in the tree, probably 30 feet up the tree, because it was goggles. She could sling them up really high. And I just said, watch this. Boom. Didn't think through it. Knocked it perfectly out, up under it, making it come down. And when I, with a gun or a rock, when I was a kid with squirrels, I could just kill squirrels and rabbits all day and take them home and actually cook them. Because if I killed something, I had to eat it. And other kids couldn't do that because I could just flip a switch and do it. And anytime I hesitate, I can't do it. I don't want to say use the force, but it basically is getting in the zone. We can politically, folks, take action and have the will. Our enemies have will, and they're overrunning us and pissing on us, basically. I mean, they are rubbing our face in it. They are dominating us. Melissa Harris Perry says your kids belong to us. They're taking kids age 11 because their parents are an hour late. You know, they get home at 6 and they play basketball in the backyard because the kid can't find the spare key. That happened to me many times, that somebody didn't put the spare key back and I was locked out. And the neighbors would invite me over for coffee or whatever, or for a, you know, a soda. I mean, I would stay out until 10 at night during the summer running around when I was 8 years old. I would go camp out when I was 10 years old, you know, in the woods by the park. And you know, it was just, the cops would drive by and say, and knew it was kids camping. And I grew up on the edge of Dallas. I mean, we are so domesticated. We are so pathetic. And it's just the beginning of the end of humanity. As we're absorbed into computers, our IQs drop, we can't communicate, we lose our association with others. There's a sickness on the people. And I want to break it. I want to stop it. I don't want to go into this. But you've got to recognize how bad it is. All of you that serve the evil. You think you're part of the system. You're not. You're being destroyed. You're losing your humanity, too. This is real. They put gender benders in the damn water. Here's Melissa Harris Perry with her cult look in her eyes that sounds good. It takes a village. Yeah, but don't have your neighbors actually spank your kid or actually take you home. No, call the police on them. That's their new village. Everything is twisted. Here it is.
We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Yeah, they used to call it mind your own business, and adults talking to your seven-year-old about sex, they called it pedo behavior. But what it is that, I mean, when I went and had my kids every time at a major hospital, I knew the doctor, they came in and said, sir, we take this file downstairs. And as soon as I left, they asked my wife if I beat her or if we had enough money to put it in the file to take the kids. They don't tell women, if you got any marijuana in your system, they're going to take your kid from you. All these federalized bureaucracies are there to prey on you. Get that through your head. Make no mistake. And it's all sold for a greater good, so the minions think they're doing good. No, it's not for a greater good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Illustrating how the technotronic system's taking over. My phone was off. It's something that just started happening. And it just turned on a minute ago and forced a federal Amber Alert over it. And at first, these Amber Alerts were missing child, missing old lady, Alzheimer's patient. This is for Alice, Texas Amber Alert, 2009 White Dodge Avenger. But again, all that does is set the precedent that the federal government takes over communications. And now they put anti-gun messages over here. They put up anti-gun messages on the Amber Alert billboards. They put environmental brainwashing messages up. Now California says they're going to come out with license plates that are TV screens that put out government messages and wanted posters, but not to stop criminals. I mean, they've released 36,000 violent, aggravated felon, illegal aliens in the last 12 months alone who run around committing crime after crime. Why not? They're above the law. And then if Donald Trump dare talk about it, the media says, why'd he say all Hispanics were criminals? Why'd he say they're lazy? Why'd he say they hate him? Because he didn't say that. But they don't care. They misrepresent everything. Why is Alex Jones racist, hardball asked, and the Washington Post asked, and a bunch of other newspapers this week? He doesn't like the black president. He says martial law is coming, and Obama will take the guns in July and August. It's a triple lie. We never said it was martial law coming in those months. We said it was conditioning. It has nothing to do with Obama, the front man at the end of the day, and what color he is. And then the triple lie is they don't even show any proof where I say it. They've gone pure evil. In fact, when I watch CNN or MSNBC now, my mouth is hanging open because it is so 1984. I mean, it's so over the top, but this is what it looks like. 21st century, hardcore, the most vicious weaponized media, psychiatrists, psychologists, PR pitch people, DARPA brain scientists can come up with. I mean, it is hardcore. Imagine 20 years ago, if you heard in the future they would make the new Army recruits across the board go out in public in uniform wearing red high heels. And again, it's just to say, get on the ground and lick my boots. Why do tyrants throughout history make you lick their boots? Or Satanists make you do something else to the high priest to totally submit? It's a family show, but I don't want to go into all of it. And the next, it's kill kids. It's all about you will do what you're told, and when I say jump, you're going to say, yes, sir, master, how high? So, kids, we don't say the word boys and girls anymore. Imagine the cult, otherworld craziness of that. We don't say boys and girls. Boys and girls are the species in insects, in fish, in amphibians, in mammals. Boys and girls are the biological life. Again, if I was aliens that had taken the planet over and made a deal with the government that they could survive if they went along with this, I would come in and put chemicals in the water to screw up the hormones, and then as the hormone systems kicked in to confuse sexuality, I would begin to basically end reproductive activity on the planet to phase out the population without damaging the resources. It's a biological neutron bomb. I mean, this is so evil, that's why I say, just at an instinctive level, it looks alien. And I've just got to be honest with you. I'm not saying aliens are doing it. I'm not saying they're running it. I just want to ask everybody at Media Matters that write disinformation pieces on us every couple days, directed by the White House on record. I want to ask the White House employees something. You know, you really did fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda to run around and kill hundreds of thousands of innocent people and destabilize and overthrow countries that were helping Africa and the Middle East and that weren't even enemies of the United States. You know, fluoride in the water really does cause IQ reduction and brain damage, and that's even admitted by Harvard. You know, all of this racial division really is meant to get us all at each other's throats and control us. And I mean, I just want the mid-level minions to realize, do you understand you've signed on to pure evil? I mean, going in and asking 6-year-olds, when they go to the doctor, how do you sexually orient yourself? You don't see how that's cultic? You don't see how that's about the state being able to do whatever they want with kids and ending parental consent? You don't see forced inoculations in California as draconian? You don't see big banks that run this whole show selling the same house, the same mortgage, sometimes more than 50 times, and not getting in trouble? I mean, do you really, at an instinctive level, feel good about what you're doing? Do you really feel like this is going to help you and your family
Or do you not know it's going to come back on you? I mean, do you not at an instinctive level fear this? You can't say you're boys and girls. You're now all purple penguins. We've had different gay... See, they say don't use the word homosexual. Use the word gay. You do that. Now it's, okay, don't say boy or girl. Say purple penguin. So you do something to be friendly, to be nice, and then do more, do more, do more, until you're a total slave, do whatever you're told. I've had many times gay activists here at these offices because they're exposing Agenda 21 or they're exposing some issue, and they'll tell you, by the way, I'm gay. By the way, I'm a lesbian. I'm like, yeah, I knew that. Yeah, okay, back to the issue of this thing. No, I want to talk about how I'm a lesbian or how I'm gay. You notice I'm wearing purple. You don't mind if I wear purple on your show. And I just go, no, I what does purple mean? Well, that's the merger of the color blue for boys and pink for girls. Because, and I go, oh, yeah, I've read about that. You know that's actually the end of sex, to be asexual, Brave New World. And they're like, oh, you don't like it. And I'm like, you don't know. You've already been taught to the trendiest thing is to not be a sex because they're going to chemicalize us where we aren't a sex. THX1138. And it just over the head. I mean, like, I care what you do in your bedroom. But don't force this rewrite of all language on me when it's a psych warfare, admitted Pentagon eugenics program. Let me put it to you this way. Let me say this to the folks up at Media Matters and at Raw Story and everywhere else, you know, out there that write the White House line, Salon, all of you. Because I don't care that you attack me and lie about me. People know it's not true. It's that I really fear for you at a fundamental level. You do understand that they have death panels. You do understand they're putting troops on do not treat lists. All over the country, Joe Biggs has been to the VA more than 20 times in Austin, big giant facility. There aren't even lines. And they just say, bring your file back. We have to run your paperwork. And then just always say, bring your file back. We have to do your paperwork. It goes back the next day. Bring your file back. And they just laugh at him. He's on a list. They look at the computer. They look back and they go, we're not accepting people. Just get out of here. Next person walks right up. You're accepted. Because if you're a radio operator, nothing is radio operators, or if you were in supply, they're not really worried about you that much. But if you're a combat vet, and they've got you in a database that you're not going along with the system, you're just not getting treated. Now, it came out that a IBM supercomputer system called Watson, there's a whole bunch of these computers, there's thousands of them, but they're called Watson, named after Thomas Watson, the number one Nazi of the United States, bigger than Henry Ford, given the highest level award, above awards Hitler was given. They had to make a new award for him. It was an Iron Cross with four eagles. Look it up. He invented the machines that they put the Hollerith cards in to decide when to feed you, when to kill you, what to do. And the Nazis could say at Nuremberg, we didn't kill anybody, the computer said it, and they had as many as 5,000 IBM technicians in Germany during World War II. Watson reportedly the first few years would sneak in and out of Germany, out of Spain, just like Henry, just like Edward VIII, the King of England would do. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis were just like a test run or a bad son or a spinoff or a mini-me. Nazi Germany was a mini-me about 3 feet tall compared to an 18-foot devil that's the New World Order. I mean, we're talking, you ain't seen nothing. The EU was a Nazi program. How to put poison in the food, genetically engineer it, all a Nazi plan to poison the countries they conquered for a few decades, then to have national health care to process the dead. You never even know why you're being killed. All you people that are working for the system, man, don't you know you just signed on to just stuff so evil you can't even imagine it. So, now they've got the Watson computers. Named after the guy who ran the computers that ran the death camps that they put the tattoo numbers in. And they're doing it to the vets. They never reformed it because it's by design, and we sit here and take it. Why not? Kill 54 million babies. Put the troops on don't treat list. Kill old people. Bill Gates already taught the socialists out there, hey, we can hire 10 teachers if we kill grandma. And some of the teachers rubbed their hands together at the meeting and went, ooh, yeah, I get something if we kill somebody. Soft, weak government employees who've never lived in the real world to a great extent. I'm not saying all of them, but those groups actually thinking Bill Gates is going to bring in a system to kill people and then they're going to get more resources. They've decided to scale back humanity to nothing. We'd have to keep our numbers the same so you could just live the same level. When they reduce numbers, it destroys the economy. You are going to be destroyed too, idiots. You have no empathy, you're narcissistic, you're entitled, you're weak-minded, and you think this devil system is going to take care of you. So let's get this straight. This is not liberal insanity. This is not whacked-out environmentalist. All these conservative terms, like it's a joke. The Pope's called for a world government and carbon taxes and a world government based on wealth redistribution with the bankers tax-exempt above it all, administering it. Animal Farm, on steroids. 1984, on steroids. And they've got the troops wearing red high heels. They've got the kids saying we're purple penguins, no boys and girls. They got boys going in the girls' restroom, girls going in the boys'. They've got bedlam with these cold-blooded sharks behind armored fortresses with their mistresses and their boyfriends and their helicopters and their jets sitting on top of the greatest wealth the world's ever seen, sitting back. I mean, is the Pope calling for its tens of trillions held in the Vatican alone to be distributed to the poor? Oh, no. Oh, no, no. He just wants you to pay a carbon tax to the ultra-rich banks. And he goes around with Obama. He's going to come address the Congress here in September. They're going to set up platforms all around the Capitol for all the socialists to come worship and communists their new God. And I can take you there. I got a brand new God. Brand new God. And will this God deliver? Did Obamacare deliver? Hell no. Did the open borders deliver? Hell no. Did all the tyranny deliver? Oh, but don't worry. They have an illegal alien flaunting it, hopping around, just rubbing America's face in it. Your kids are purple penguins. The troops wear red high heels. I'm an illegal alien on TV with a bunch of sappy, weak white kids with trendy socialist parents up here flogging themselves about how bad they are. Just, you ever seen those stickers where somebody's a Ford and they're peeing on a Chevy or vice versa? I mean, that's it. You're down on the ground, and right in your face, they're just going to teach you to take it all. Unbelievable. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Let's go to this video clip. Paul Watson's joining us in 30 minutes, 40 minutes, to break it down at the bottom of the next hour. And then Joe Biggs has the interview in Texas doctor's offices. You bring in your daughter and your son. They go, man, will you talk to him alone? Thank you. You want to identify as another sex, little girl? What's that mean? You ever feel like a boy? Does your mom wear pants? Is she like a man? Bring the boy in now. You want to be a little girl? I mean, imagine you're at the park. Some old guy walks over and goes, hey, little girl. You feel like a boy sometimes? But see, now it's the school, so it's loving. It's prove yourself. Sacrifice your children to the system. Take the shots. Eat the GMO. Go to McDonald's. Drink the fluoride. And then let the creepy doctor, who's a social warrior and proud of themselves, stopping the inequality, breaking it down with your child. It's their child now. We've got to break through this idea that kids belong to their parents. No, now the kids belong to all of us. Lean forward. And she's got that cult look in her eye, like all the other cult videos you've seen. Her eyes get real saucy. Lean forward. A Karl Marx term. knowing the public can't even find their butt with both hands, doesn't know what Independence Day is, doesn't know what cult programming is. Do you understand, folks? This is cult programming. This isn't liberal. This isn't conservative. This is freak show. See, they have to bring down the military. That'll be their final enemy. The military will help bring the tyranny in, and then it will be destroyed. Because before the rise of the machines and the merger with the elite and the life extension system, before that can happen, they have to take out men. Men in the womb are selected genetically from a female prototype to be a combat mechanism and a hunting mechanism to defend the nesting areas. It's like that in almost all mammal and bird species. This is an attack on the species. Once they've taken the men down, which they've basically already done, the machines, the AI, all the appliances, everything, it's just over. So just, I warned you, I tried my best, and if you allow them to sexualize your 5 and 6 year olds, they've won. It's a litmus test, the gauntlet's here, and they've got white people on MTV going, I'm evil, I'm sorry. I mean, right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time, or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I'm your masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
They have to destroy the family. Here they have to destroy all independent cultures. They have to override it with a culture of servile submission to whatever the new edict is. Not to create a world of utopian hippies. That's what they tell their minions. But to create a world ready to be overridden. ready to be conquered by the super technologies that have already been developed. And anyone out there serving this system consciously, you need to understand, you're delusional. You're a useful idiot. You have Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, do you really want to sign on to IBM supercomputers making the criminal decision to not give veterans care? Humans are being removed from the decision-making process. Already, many news articles and press releases are written by a CIA program that was partially declassified 4 years ago. Notice they're getting rid of the media corps now. They don't need it. They'll soon have hologram media corps individuals that go out and present the info. And you say, that's crazy. That'll never happen. They want it to be crazy. They want to invert reality and break your will. This is a military operation. And I'll tell the military something as well. And all the brass I talk to already know this, high level. The next war will be against the vets. It's already being prepared. And against any type of esprit de corps culture. Because it's not going to be there. You're going to have technicians and basically technician centers that work on robots and computers and automated systems when they're needed in the next phase. No more humans, period. And the argument is, we'll take out the Chinese interceptor missiles with our new aircraft that can do maneuvers because they're unmanned. But they're also autonomous. You can say, well, that's just where this is going. Yes, and the decision's been made to get rid of 7 billion people. Meanwhile, while we face this threat, Memphis City Council has approved the plan to dig up Confederate General. No word yet of American flag will also be removed since it follows the same logic. Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. General Nathan Bedford Forrest. I mean, this is mental illness, folks. This is mental illness. And imagine, you think we can hold this back? Not if we don't take our kids back away from them. Or at least explain to them the brainwashing that, hey, it's okay to be a boy or be a girl. I mean, imagine a kid, it's okay I'm a boy or a girl? Yes, you're not hurting someone's feelings. I'm going to play it when we start the next hour. If you just tuned in, it's up on Infowars.com. It's top linked to the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. New MTV show publicly shames white people for what they've done in America. Documentary hosted by an illegal. It's all coming up. Movie explores white privilege. Well, let's explore with the illegal alien from Mexico why Mexico's collapsing and the elite privilege there of the folks that, I mean, you go look at the Mexican Congress, it's all like 6'4" people that are whiter than me. But they're all the ones pushing the white privilege thing because it's insane, ladies and gentlemen. You still have colonialism basically down in Mexico, and then it's all about how white people are evil here. Briefly, we've got free shipping in the month of July. I want to thank you all for your support. We are going to sell out a Super Male, Super Female Vitality before it comes in. It's about 5 weeks till it comes back in. We've got about a week and a half supply of it probably. Incredible what it does to boost the body's natural functions. You've heard the right reviews. Read the reviews if you haven't from third-party sites at InfoWarsLife.com. We are selling out a Survival Shield Nation 9X2. A few of the things that have been sold out should be back in soon, like the Prostaguard is the strongest and one of the most affordable prostate formulas out there. I want to thank you all for your support. And we've got 25% off on the Molon Labe. Come and take it. Belt buckles at maiden1776.com. And that also has free shipping as well. The big major shopping cart is InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, About 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.